Hello, this is David Hawthorne at astroview.com. Thank you very much for your interest in having a Vedic astrology reading. I very much look forward to being of service to you. In order to get the most out of your reading, it would be ideal if you would take a few minutes to listen to this audio file prior to having a session with me. During this audio recording, I will cover some background information that will help you better understand your reading and maximize the benefits of having a Vedic astrology reading. Let's start by exploring the background of Vedic astrology and how it differs from Western astrology. So Vedic astrology in India is known as Jyotisha and is translated as the divine science of light on time and karma. So what we're going to do during your reading is to shed light on the horoscope, on your karma. The ancient rishis said that the planets bestow on living beings effects due to their karmas. Now, karma does not happen all at once. Life doesn't happen all at once. It happens sequentially according to the hands on the clock. We have that clock. It's called the Vimshottari Dasha sequence. We can see the past, present, and future general trends of your life. Now, Vedic astrology is thousands of years old. In fact, it was originally done in Sanskrit, which is the mother of all language. It predates Chinese, Egyptian, and Western astrology. The horoscope is translated as the hour and the observed. So the astrologer observes the hour of your birth. We need the specific time of birth because that gives the proper rising sign degree for your chart. We read the chart from the ascendant or the rising sign because that changes every 2 hours of the day. Whereas the sun sits in one sign for 30 days or the moon sits in a sign for 2.5 days. So the rising sign or ascendant is much more specific to you. Now let's talk about the difference between the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers and the sidereal zodiac used by Vedic astrologers. The tropical zodiac is based on a fixed position of the planets more than 2,000 years ago. It does not take into consideration the wobble of the Earth's axis, or what is known as precession of the equinox. So if you take your Western chart and subtract 23 degrees from the position of the sun and the moon and all the planets and the rising sign, you will arrive at your Vedic astrology chart. So on the day of your birth, you could either talk to a Western astrologer or you can talk to an astronomer. The astronomer would tell you that the Vedic astrology or sidereal zodiac is more accurate. It's based on where the planets were on the day of your birth, not where they were more than 2,000 years ago. Now, Vedic astrology is known as Raj Vidya, which means kingly knowledge, because every king, every queen, every royal persons of India always had an astrologer in their court. And the astrologer would advise on the different areas of life. And the astrologer would advise the proper gemstones to wear. And the kings and queens would wear those gemstones in their crowns, and as pendants, and as rings. Because the planetary gemstones bring the energy, the planetary energy, into the physiology. They can help with health, wealth, courage, wisdom, compassion, and even longevity of life. Now, Vedic astrology is very logical. Planets rule the 12 houses, and the 12 houses rule every issue in life. So whether we're talking about older siblings, younger siblings, children, mother, father, spouse, career, health, finances, status, wealth, foreign lands, accidents, transformations, even death-like experiences, these are all covered in the 12 houses of life. Every issue in life is in one of the 12 houses. And the houses are ruled by the planets. If a planet is strong and well-placed and free from any afflictions, and is not weak on any account, such as debilitation, or infant state, or old age, then the planet has the power to protect and promote its own significations. For example, Sun is father, Moon is mother, Jupiter is husband, Venus is wife. If a planet is weak on some account, it lacks the power to protect and promote its own significations. So if somebody has a weak, afflicted, debilitated son, then I know they lack support from their father on some account. Maybe they lost their father, was an alcoholic, maybe he left, maybe he died, maybe he had mental tension or health problems. On the other hand, if someone has a very powerful, well-placed son, then they get tremendous support from their father and father figures and authority figures. Now, the word for Vedic astrology in India is Jyotisha. And Jyotisha means the divine science of light on time and karma. So when we do your reading, we're going to shed light on darkness. We're going to shed light on your horoscope. Everything in the horoscope is predestined and will come to pass. But anything in a horoscope can be changed. So this is a tremendous paradox. So which is it? Predestiny or free will? And the answer is, if you do not know your horoscope, if you do not know how the planets are truly operating in your chart, if you do not know when they are operating in your chart, then you will meet with the destiny in the chart. And chances are you will have the same problems over and over again in life. This is why people have multiple marriages, multiple career problems, multiple financial problems, multiple health problems. So what I'm going to try to accomplish with your reading is to, number one, to share with you how the planets are truly operating in your life. I do not give sugar-coated false hope. I assume you want the truth about your horoscope. The second thing we're going to cover is the timing of events. Life does not happen all at once. Life happens according to the hands on the clock. We're going to see the past, the present, and future general trends in your life. Now let me assure you that nobody has a perfect chart. We all have some weakness, some affliction, some debilitation, some bad placement. This is why we have obstructions, delays, disappointments, setbacks, accidents, and death-like experiences in life. So the third component of astrology, after how are the planets operating and when are they operating, is what you can do to fix your chart. Fix your chart, fix your life. So if you do the twofold planetary astral remedies that we're going to discuss in your reading, you will have much smoother sailing in life. Number one, and in my opinion, the most important remedies you can do include charities for others. Anytime you help the elderly, the poor and the needy, afflicted persons, children, students, or animals, you've just done a remedy for your own chart. Now, the idea behind doing remedies is to help alleviate the adverse effects of the karmas. So, in other words, if you're not doing the planetary remedies, then when adverse karma comes to you, it will manifest 80%, 90%, 100%. But if you start doing these twofold planetary astral remedies for your chart, you will find that the adverse effect is minimized. It will be reduced to 30%, 20%, 10%. It would be much more manageable in your life. Now, nobody can reduce all of the karma. Everyone will have to face karma. But it can be much more manageable if you're doing the planetary astral remedies. So the highest remedy is charities for others. So help the elderly, the poor and the needy, afflicted, children, students, animals. So just do some donations, maybe every few months, some food, clothing, donations, service, shelter. The second remedy is to listen to spiritual chants. And you can listen to any spiritual chants that resonate with you. They can be Gregorian chants, Christian chants, chants associated with Zen, Buddhism, or you can listen to the Vedic chants from India. The third remedy for the chart is to read scripture. So whatever scripture works for your particular religious or spiritual background is fine. Whether you read the Holy Bible or the Bhagavad Gita, any spiritual book, depending on your background, is fine. And reading a few passages every week will help keep the mind and heart pure and elevated. Now, the second part of the component is to strengthen the benefic planets in your chart. And you can strengthen these benefic planets with color therapy, gemstone therapy, or the mystical pendant known as the Kavach or Kavacham. So when we do your reading, I will let you know which planets are benefics for your chart and which planets are causing adverse effects for your chart. And you can and should strengthen the benefic planets, especially those benefic planets that are weak, afflicted, debilitated, or badly placed. So for example, if Sun is a benefic for you and it's weak or afflicted, I might recommend that you wear a ruby gemstone. Or if Moon is a benefic for you and it's weak or afflicted, I might recommend that you wear some pearl, a single large pearl. So we will cover the proper gemstones and the proper colors in your life. So if ruby is a good gemstone for you, then ruby colors are good for you. If blue sapphire is a good gemstone for you, then dark blue colors will be good for you. Clothing, automobiles, paintings, sheets, water pitcher. And then the third remedy is the mystical pendant known as the Kavach or Kavacham. You can read about that on my website under Planetary Remedies under Mystical Pendant. We know these work. They're very simple, they're very economical, and they're very powerful. The mystical numbers represent the planetary gemstones. So it's like wearing all the gemstones that are beneficial for your chart. And you will definitely notice over time that you are moving in a more positive direction. Now, there is no magic wand. You're not going to wake up tomorrow young, rich, and beautiful. But the remedies will help you have much smoother sailing in life. The analogy I use is that these planets are your tires on your bus of life. If any of these tires are low in air or flat, then you're going down the highway of life with some effort. You're not making the progress that you want to make. So if you put air on those tires, you will roll down the highway of life more smoothly. So do these twofold planetary remedies. Strengthen your benefic planets and propitiate the planets causing adverse effects. It's sort of like going to the judge. You say, Your Honor, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cause any trouble. Can I get community service instead of prison time? So that's what you want to do the food, clothing, shelter, service donations for. Now, a couple of last points. I'm going to add your email address to my weekly column. Every week I send out an email to my clients, and it's twofold. The first part describes where the planets are this particular week according to Vedic astrology. And the second part describes the impact of those planets for each ascendant or rising sign. So you can read for your own rising sign. If you have other family members, you can send me an email with their birth data, and I will let you know their rising sign, according to Vedic astrology. Now, there are a couple of other services I offer that I think it would be good to be aware of. One of them is what we call the suitability or compatibility readings. So if you are early in a relationship and you want to consider a serious relationship, then you can send to me the birth data of the other person. We can look at a chart and immediately know whether that person is suitable for marriage, partnerships, joint ventures, employment, or even if you're going to hire someone, for example, to manage your money. If you need to put a lot of money or faith in somebody, then you might want to look at their chart. For example, if a man sends me a chart for possible marriage, I would look in the woman's chart to see the position of Jupiter. And if Jupiter is debilitated, afflicted, badly placed, then I know her husband will suffer. And vice versa. If a woman sends me a man's chart, I look in his chart to see the position of Venus. If Venus in a man's chart is afflicted, debilitated, or badly placed, then I know his wife will suffer. So if we know this early on, then you have two choices. You can either go back to the person and say, let's be friends, but not be intimate. Or you come to me and you say, David, I love this person. What are the planetary remedies for that person's chart? If that person is willing to do remedies for his or her chart, then they will have a better chance in sustaining marriage or partnerships or relationships. The other issue comes up is that people do not realize that there is a horoscope for every moment of the day. So when you sign a contract, when you buy a piece of property, when you take a wedding vow, when you start a new business, when you launch a space shuttle, or if you get sworn in as president to the United States, there is a horoscope for that moment. And people do these things arbitrarily. They're not aware of this. Now, if the horoscope is strong and well-placed, then fine. The person can have pretty good sailing in those areas. But good horoscopes are few and far between. So most people do these things when a horoscope is afflicted. And then the marriage ends in divorce, the business goes bankrupt, and the space shuttle blows up, or the president goes to war. So one of the services I offer is called electional astrology. We can elect a time to do something important. Now I'm going to finish by talking about just a couple of little case studies. Very simple little points just to illustrate the power of Vedic astrology. A young girl in India gets E. coli and goes blind. So the parents rush her to the hospital. The physicians say, it looks like we have to do surgery on the eyes. We don't know what's wrong, but we'll do the surgery. Well, in India, it's okay to call your astrologer's office from your doctor's office. So the parents called Professor Chowdhury in India and said, we have a problem. He looked at the girl's chart and he said, no surgery. He said, this is a 14-day transit over her first house, which is the head. This transit will be over on the 14th day and her sight can return. So the parents have to get the doctors to postpone for 14 days. But on the 14th day, the girl's sight returned. Now I've had a couple of issues like this. I had a woman call me. She said, my daughter has been rushed to the hospital. She's 19 years old. For some reason, she woke up and she's paralyzed. Her lower body does not work. So I looked at the chart and I saw that it was a transit of Rahu, which is the northern node of the moon, causing an affliction to Saturn, ruling the legs. And I saw it was going to be a 3-month problem. So I gave her the date. I said, on this particular date, your daughter should be fine. And the mother's answer was, 3 months? You mean my daughter's going to be paralyzed for 3 months? I said, I don't know if she'll be paralyzed for 3 months, but I can tell you that on that particular date, she should be fine. And indeed, the girl spent 3 months in the hospital. They did a couple of spinal taps, could never find what was wrong with her. And on the day I predicted, she got out of bed, used a cane, and went home. A couple of other little points here. I got a phone call from a dear friend who's actually a chiropractor. He said, I have a patient who's in the hospital with a brain tumor. It's inflamed. And the doctors want to do surgery on her brain. But they warned her that the operation is so dangerous, there's only a 50% chance to survive. So the question is whether to do the operation or not, and it was her decision. So I said, let's look at the chart. Mars rules the brain. And I noticed that on that day, Mars was only 1 degree from the southern node of the moon, K2, K-E-T-U. And this causes an inflammation of the brain. But I noticed that the next day, they would be an exact conjunction, which would be very dangerous. But then on the following day, they would start to separate 1 degree each day. So I said to him, I think it might be good to wait 3 to 5 days if possible, and then make the decision. So he told the woman and she told the doctors, I want to wait 3 to 5 days. And they said, okay, you can wait, but you have to wait in the hospital under our supervision. And she said, fine. Before 5 days were up, the doctors came in and said, the inflammation is gone, you may go home. Now that chiropractor got up at a Vedic astrology conference some years later and told the story about how we saved her from this terrible surgery that could have caused trouble. One last illustration. Years ago, I found out that my professor in India had helped over 50 couples who were married, who could not have children, who had gone to physicians who said, I'm sorry, but you cannot have children. But they left their doctor's office and they went to my professor's home. And he would study their charts and he would say, no, no, the reason you're not having children is because of this or that. And he would give them the planetary remedies. And 50 couples went on to have children after doctors said they could not have children. Now, what I got impressed about wasn't so much having children as being able to fix your chart. So this means if we want to fix something in our chart, we can fix it. If you can't have children and you want to have children, let's fix it. If you're not happy in a marriage, let's fix it. If you're not happy in your job, let's fix it. If there's some issue with your health, let's fix it. But you cannot fix things if you're not aware of them. If you don't know which tire on your bus of life is low in air, you will always have a flat tire. If you do not know where the draft is coming from, you will always have a draft in your life. Now, I mentioned earlier about Rahu and Ketu. Now, in Vedic astrology, we do use the northern node of the moon, Rahu, R-A-H-U, and Ketu, the southern node of the moon, K-E-T-U. Now, these are mathematical ecliptic points. They do, in fact, cause the eclipse of the sun and the moon every single year since the beginning of time. That is their role. They bring darkness to the royal luminary planets, the sun and the moon. Now, it could be a total eclipse or a partial eclipse in this country or another country that we see or don't see. But they can bring darkness to the royal luminary, so they can bring darkness in our lives depending on their position. Now, Rahu is connected with desires, ambition, material success. It can give charisma, fame, fortune, energy, and ambition like nobody's business. Rahu helped Elvis Presley, O.J. Simpson, Bob Dylan, JFK Jr., Muhammad Ali, Princess Diana. But Rahu has a dark side to it, the eclipse. It can cause addictions, worries, fears, phobias, anxieties, suicides, unexpected calamities, taking risks and chances to the point where you end up having some major accident or death. Now, Ketu is the southern node of the moon, K-E-T-U, and he is opposite Rahu, the northern node of the moon. He's seven houses away. So if Rahu is the planet of material life, then Ketu is the planet of spiritual life. If Rahu gives desires, Ketu gives non-desires. Ketu takes things away from a person, takes them out of material life. Ketu can put a person in an ashram, a monastery, a convent, a cave, or into a hospital or prison, or make a person homeless. Ketu can deliver some old karma and suffering. There can be explosions, setbacks, imprisonment, torture. Ketu takes it all away. We have to watch the position of Rahu and Ketu in a chart. If they're strong, if they're well-placed, if they're not afflicting any other houses, signs, or planets, then they can give their more positive element, which would be success and spiritual progress. But if they are closely afflicting any planet or any house or sign, then they are really causing some eclipse for that person. And we need to do the twofold planetary astral remedies. Okay, these are some of the main points and background of Vedic astrology to help you take better advantage of your reading. I hope these points are helpful. I do look forward to doing a reading for you and maybe for your family and friends over time. When you get your reading, I will do a recording for you of the reading. I recommend that when you listen to the recording, you take some notes and you review your reading several times so you really understand it. I also recommend you keep a copy of it and listen to it around your birthday as a reminder, because this will be your genetic code, your DNA. These points will be applicable throughout your life. And if you keep your attention on doing your planetary remedies over time, you will have much smoother sailing in life. Okay, so thanks for taking the time to listen to this, and I look forward to speaking to you and doing your reading. And I will be able to just focus on your planetary configuration, your horoscope, and give you the proper information at that time. So best wishes to you and yours for health, happiness, and prosperity.